Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 3.25 cents, 550.5, SEP wheat up 4.75 cents at 716, and November beans up 6.25 cents at 1336. The beans were a little bit higher overnight. We saw some Chinese business, 132 beans to China, 130 beans to unknown. We also sold 183,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. The beans were higher off the Chinese business, and the ratings are not improving. They were unchanged at 60% good to excellent. Most people, including myself, thought we ought to be up 1 to 2 percentage points with the rains that we've seen. The corn did go up 1 or 2 percentage points, which put some pressure on the corn overnight. Currently, we've got the crude oil up 84 after this hard drop down. I don't know that it'll have a huge impact if we stay right around this level. But we've had really good rains around a lot of the country. Nebraska, Kansas, Illinois, Iowa. Just really good rains all the way around. And it looks like more rains forecast. The average guess on the reports is a 177.1 yield on the corn, 50.3 yield on the beans. You know, obviously that and what they intend to do with carryouts are the big picture out here. And nobody knows. It's anybody's guess. Is there going to be a surprise one way or the other? Again, nobody knows. But I would say the volatility is increased. But considering all the rains that we've had, you know, I think it'll take some of the sting out of this, even if it's a bullish report. Whatever number they came up with as of August 1st, we've certainly had good rains between now and then. And I think if there's a knee-jerk reaction higher, I think the pros will look to sell it, thinking that the seasonals are going to kick in here, and that could lead us to some lower prices through harvest time. You know, overall, I think the crops are in relatively good shape with the exception of spring wheat. That still is a major problem, and I don't know what the government's going to do there. But as far as the corn and beans, you know, it certainly looks like the crops are improving out here. They're getting rain. They're getting sunshine, warm temps. You know, it's really conducive, in my opinion, toward a crop that can grow and really finish off pretty well here. Now, granted, we're, you know, 6 weeks away from finishing off this crop. But this is a pretty good start. And if we get more rains next week, I just don't know how you can make a bull case based on yield. You might be able to base it on demand and smaller carryouts, but I'm not sure you'll be able to do it on yield out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.